Now joined by the head coach of the Mercer Cardinals in Jeff Wyatt. The Cardinals come off of a 3-victory week last week, a 68-33 win a week ago against Grundy, trip to Gilman City, and a 69-27 win on Tuesday, and a 54-47 7-point win on Friday night against East Harrison. Talking about the games here with Coach Wyatt a little bit, Coach, it sounds like the guys are pretty sharp on Monday and Tuesday, but not quite as much on Friday.
No, I think we had a little letdown on Friday night. You know, it was homecoming senior night and all that stuff, and I think that probably our kids had their minds on other things, and we just kind of looked pretty flat on Friday night.
What were the things that, you know, you can look flat and lose, but you look flat and you won? What were some of the things in that game, Coach, in a close game against East Harrison that tipped things your way?
It was a lot closer game even than what the score shows. East Harrison shot the ball extremely well. The Reinhardt kid had a very good night. You know, and they're not a bad team at all. I mean, they're 500, so we knew kind of going in that we was going to have to play well, and, you know, we didn't. We came out flat and some different things like that, and, you know, they started off very well, and anytime you leave a team like that, you know, gaining confidence, it can put a lot of pressure on you, and I think that's kind of what happened. And I was proud of our kids that we was able to fight through it and was able to overcome those things and, you know, was able to get a victory.
Well, and it's something that any coach in your position is going to use when you win, but you didn't look, you know, your best in doing it on Friday night. All you have to do is tell the kids, hey, you know, if you win at this point, you get to advance, but if you don't, if you don't play to your best and you get beat, then we're hanging up the shorts at the end of the night.
That's exactly right, you know, and I think our kids know that and they understand it, and, you know, those type of things happen. I kind of felt like that was probably the first night really all season that we didn't have, you know, complete focus, especially on the defensive end. That's kind of something that we've, you know, been able to have throughout the year, and I think it was just a mental letdown, and, you know, hopefully that our kids understand that and we're ready to go this week.
Now, you've been at this long enough, Coach, that you know, if you see a team that's not quite where they need to be, because the offense is kind of on muscle memory, and, you know, yeah, they run the offense and they probably know it like the back of their hand at this point, but if the defense isn't there, that's kind of where it shows up, where they're not quite locked in, doesn't it?
Exactly, and it's a mental game. Like I said before, you know, I think that we just had a mental lapse and, you know, had our attention in other places rather than where it should be. And, you know, we was very lucky to come out of here with a win. So, you know, it's just something that we got to deal with and, you know, go on and hopefully we learn from it, and we don't make that mistake again.
I know one of the games, it may have been Friday, it may have been the Tuesday game I was thinking of here. John Johnson, he scored the ball pretty well for you last week, didn't he?
He did, you know, and that's something that we've kind of been talking about quite a bit. You know, for us to be successful, I think he's got to put the ball in the basket, and he was able to get out and get in transition, get some easy buckets that way and some different things, and it seems like when that happens, then he shoots the ball better from the outside, and that's something that we kind of rely on, is him being one of our three-point threats. So he's going to have to be able to do that for us to be effective down the stretch.
And how much does his dribble penetration, Coach? Because when you get a guard who penetrates, if he scores, great, but even if he doesn't, the defense rotates, and if the defense rotates to John and handling the ball, that's going to open things up for Isaiah and Cam and other guys on the floor.
It is. I mean, you know, not only the post players, but if the defense collapses on penetration, then you got shooters on the outside too. So it just creates a lot of problems if we can get that penetration, and that's kind of something that we've been talking with him about all year. And, you know, some games he's very good at it, and in other games he kind of shies away from it and just lets other people handle the load. So, you know, it's something that we've dealt with all year, and, you know, we've been able to deal with it all year. So, you know, he understands what we need out of him and different things like that, and it's to the point now where our kids just got to go execute, and, you know, hopefully we do that this week.
Obviously, you know, the Friday performance is a part of this discussion, but, you know, your team has been one that I feel like that has been very good at peaking at the right time of year, and Now, if you're going to knock Mercer out of the district tournament, you're going to have to play really well to do it. And it's one of those sort of things. Yeah, Friday is a part of that part of the answer here, Coach. But do you feel like even with Friday in the equation, do you feel like your team is peaking and playing its best at the right time of year?
I wouldn't say we're probably playing our best, but I think we're playing as well as what we have been this year. You know, we've had some kids kind of dinged up a little bit, and I think that's had an effect on us. But with that happening, we've had some other kids step up. And, you know, if we get the kids back to 100% and those kids that have been stepping up play the way that they have, I mean, it's obvious we're going to play better than what we have all year. So there's been some good things that's come about, you know, even in the last week or so, even the game Friday night. I mean, Isaiah Morgana stepped up and had a really big game for us and scored the ball, you know, probably as well as what he has all year in key situations. So that was something that we'd been kind of waiting on, you know, and if we get that out of those kids, we're going to be fine.
How did the boys play? Yeah, the final scores are very similar, Coach. 68-33 against Grundy, 69-27 against Gilman City on Monday and Tuesday of last week. Were the boys pretty consistent with their good play, both Monday and Tuesday, in your mind?
I felt so. You know, we had different kids that did different things in each game. Cam Hartley, Tuesday night against Gilman, he only played the first half. He got hit in the nose, and, you know, he went to have it looked at, so he didn't play the second half, so we had other kids step up that way. You know, so it's just been kind of hit and miss on who does their scoring. Defensively, I thought our kids played extremely well, you know, especially Monday and Tuesday night, and you know, we're looking to carry that part into this week. So overall, I mean, I think we're where we need to be.
You've seen Tri-County in person back on the 10th, Coach, when you beat them quite handily. You had a really good night that night beating them. I feel like, and I'm sure you feel like the same way, that if you're playing your best and Tri-County's playing their best, it's probably not a 75-27 game when you see them tomorrow, but it's nevertheless, it's a game where both teams have seen one another.
We have. I think this is going to be the fourth time that we've played them this year, and each game's been different. You know, I think the last time we played them, they had a kid out with a knee injury that's kind of a key player for them. So I don't know if he's back or not, you know, but, you know, there's not going to be many secrets in this game. You know, we know what our kids can do, and you know, we know what their kids can do for the most part. So if we go out and we play our game, I feel fairly confident that, you know, we'll come out on the right end of this thing. But, you know, again, they're definitely not a team that you can look past or anything like that. We're going to have to play well. You know, and this is the time when you want to get everything rolling in the right way. So, you know, that's what we're looking to do this week. And you know, it's just one game at a time. And, you know, if you win, you advance. And if you lose, it's over. So, you know, we've been kind of talking about that a little bit and different things like that. But, you know, our kids have a goal in mind, and, you know, we're gonna put that goal to the test this week.
Yeah, you got to practice tonight before your first postseason game tomorrow, Coach. From the discussion, I'm sure defense is pretty high up on your list to talk about with the boys and kind of work on tonight. Am I correct?
No, definitely. You know, and I mean, that's something that we work on every day. You know, we preach that, you know, you have to be able to stop people, especially this time of year. You know, it's pretty easy at times if you can go out and just outscore people. But, you know, the good teams are going to make it hard to be scored on and different things like that. So, you know, that's something that we preach, you know, every day of practice and things like that. We have a lot of defensive drills that we do and different things like that. So that's something that we're always working on. But, you know, we'll just kind of go through our normal routine and, you know, and hit some little things that we're going to work on and look at and go from there.
Well, Mercer's going to have the early game tomorrow up at Eagleville, a 4:30 tip, Mercer Tri-County on Tuesday. Winner then goes to the semifinals at the Ketchum Community Center at NCMC against either Pattonsburg or East Harrison on Thursday night at 8:15. The district championship is going to be Saturday at 3 from Trenton. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thank you.